Hello, this is the Angel on Earth podcast, and I am AOE. For today, we're going to talk about our weekly animal synchronicity. To get us started, though, I want to remind you about the Dragon Den. So if this is your first time listening, or you are a longtime listener, you are welcome to join the Patreon that I started. It is called the Dragon Den, and information to find it is in the episode details. It is a wonderful community of amazing beings, and we have lots of fun stuff going on all month long. There are activities like yin yoga, where you can get your chakras cleared and balanced at the same time. And also a nice think tank where you can have conversations with other amazing entrepreneurs or just people on their own spiritual path. And Kitten, hello Kitten. Kitten's back to share. He likes to join some of our events too. So do some of my puppies. And so you get some wonderful time interacting with some wonderful beings. You also get an energy reading in the beginning of the month, another one mid-month, and some more cool topics that we're adding in all the time. So if you're interested in this, definitely go check out the Patreon, see if it resonates with you, and if you seem intrigued, please join us. And also, I wanted to share about it because part of me going into the synchronicity of last week is going to involve talking about one of the activities in the Dragon Den. So I kind of wanted to also give you some background and context for where we're going. So just a recap, last week's animal synchronicity was the tiger. And as always, these synchronicities are just, we're playing with the universe. So we're doing this really fun game where we have this spirit animal pulled for us, and then we're going to work with the universe to just enjoy getting our signs, our confirmation, our reminder that we are connected to this amazing universe. And so last week again was tiger, and I'm always amazed by how the universe pulls this stuff off, but I know it's normal. I expect it fully. That is what a tiny tiger would sound like, Kitten. That's right, Kitten. But it amazes me every time, even though I know it's going to happen. Just the way that the universe does this. So what happened was we had our yin yoga class, I think on, it was like a day or something after the last synchronicity episode. And I was called by my guides to pull a couple of these starseed cards for just at the start of the session, just to kind of bring through a little message for anyone doing the class. And what I pulled, the first card I pulled was, I believe it was courage or strength, I can't remember. But on the opposite side of the card was a tiger. Now, these are really awesome cards. They're kind of small. They're almost like a third of an actual oracle card size. And it was on the backs of like all of the cards, there's kind of like a different-ish design. They're all a little bit different. And it just so happens that when I pulled the card that I had pulled, which was either strength or courage, on the back of that card was a tiger, an image of a tiger kind of like blending into the background, which was like kind of sky or watery. And it's just like this really beautiful image, and you could definitely very clearly see a tiger. Like, it wasn't just me putting things together. Like, it had to have been intended for that to be a tiger. And so it was very quick turnaround on that synchronicity, as most of these have been for me. I don't know about you guys, and don't worry if you aren't seeing them super fast. Be patient with yourself in the beginning. Sometimes it can take a little bit. These are little signs to us that we're in alignment and that we're on track and all of that. And so just, you know, slow down. Take your time. Don't worry if it's not there immediately. And I say a week, but like, you know, it can go on for some time. And these are a little bit timeless. You know, it doesn't matter when you come across these episodes. They're intended for you. And when you come across them, it's the perfect time you are to receive that message. So just trust that. And so I love sharing, though, you know, each time when I get the synchronicities, because I just want to remind, it's a reminder for me, but it's also a reminder for everyone else. Like, this is real. This is legit. If stuff happens, you just have to trust. I know that after I realized how much we're connected to each other, to the universe, it leaves me in awe. It constantly leaves me in awe. And I love being reminded of that connection. It's just so, it's such a huge, amazing, overwhelmingly warming energy to be reminded that you're connected to the universe, that you are being looked out for by your guides, that you are connected with your guides. So that's why I like to share about mine. If you guys have any that you want to share about and you want to send, you know, DM me on Instagram, let me know, email me. I'd love to hear if you do have any experiences that kind of give you that sense of connection and reminder that you are being guided. You do have a whole team there with you. So I pulled this week's card. This week we got Eagle, and it's associated with mastery. It's a really pretty image of an eagle. And the message on the card is, you are on a spiritual journey beyond the sky. Let go of the past and soar. You are guided by the winds of spirit. Your wisdom inspires the world. Yeah, Kate. And all of this is just so true. I'm going to give you a little bit from the book, and I'm just going to share kind of a general insights there. So the words that are, what's it, these words have a connotation with eagle. So imperial power, victory, vision, rising above, protection, wisdom, wealth, swiftness, strength, soaring, spirituality, and doorway to spirit. It's said that this the eagle is actually a connection to spirit and source itself, and that there have been times they've been used as a medium to connect. And so one would ask for guidance from eagle. Eagle would take this message to spirit and bring it back. Or bring back the answer. So it's a very majestic, very beautiful animal and spirit animal. And it's very powerful. It definitely is a sign of leadership and strength. And this, it's a, you know, it's a very majestic, very bold, very powerful bird. So it gets these very high heights, and it's able to see different perspectives. So it's, you know, messages come with these totem animals. We're not, you know, we use them as synchronicities for now, but they come with their own messages. There's a reason we're receiving this one at this time. So it could be that you're at a point in your path where maybe it would be advantageous to take a little bit of a step back or kind of take a look at things from a higher view. Give yourself some space from the situation and see, maybe even look at how much you've grown and see over the course of your awakening process, how much have you accomplished, and I mean that saying, I know all of you have accomplished so much just by being here and being more and more truly yourself. I'm not talking about markers of, you know, you got this much income. It's fine. Those are great too. But I'm talking about like you, how much more you are you now consciously. That is growth. That is expansion. And if you're sitting there going, I don't even know who I am, congratulations. That's actually a huge step to say that, to go, wow, I really have managed to bundle myself up in so many identities. I don't even know who I am. And that's okay, but identifying it is so incredibly empowering, because then you get to learn layer by layer and removing each one who you really are. And this eagle is coming to us right now. Really, it's coming to us for so many reasons, but it's really also like reminding you, you are a leader. You're here to lead. You have a path. You have a very powerful path. In the process of becoming truly who you are, you move further and further along the path. And you're here to lead so many others to do that too. The whole process of awakening is unlearning. And there's so many unique ways that we get to do that and see more and more of ourselves. And understand that you are here for a reason. You aren't just you might be a person, but you're not just a person. You're the exact perfect person you came here to be. With all of the traits and qualities you have today, you're just getting to learn more and more about yourself. And as you do, and as you share, and as you lead, you demonstrate to others who are looking to you for this guidance how to do that. It's not easy. It is not an easy path to own your shadows, to integrate your shadows. It is not easy. And finding out exactly how that's going to work for you is such a unique process, but there are so many others who are leveraging your process for their own awakening. And so you are here to be a leader. If you're listening to me right now, if you found my podcast, if you found my messages, you are here for a reason. You have so much incredible, amazing energy inside of you that's just waiting to shine brighter and brighter with every breath that you take and every step that you take on this path. It is truly you, your essence, that's guiding you forward. And as you start to consciously see that and share with more people how that's working for you, you step into your role as the leader. It doesn't mean you have to show them instructions of this is exactly what you do for you. Just by being yourself authentically, you give people freedom to be themselves too. You're a natural activation to the universe and to those in your life to become more fully authentically themselves. So don't take for a second your life for granted, because you are here to do incredible things. And it is so, so just beautiful and exquisite and empowering when you own that. So that is the message that the eagle brings. And there's these little contraries on the side. So I'll ask you the questions to ponder, and perhaps this will help you maybe with something you're facing. Have you abandoned the connection to your mastery? If so, return to humility. Are your wings constrained by others' expectations? If so, break free. And really listen to that. I listen to all of these, but when we live by the expectations of others and trying to meet those, we are not authentically being ourselves. We're being the people other people want us to be. We didn't come here for that. We might have come here to do that in the beginning, but we're here to unlearn that and demonstrate to more and more beings how to unlearn doing that. And set ourselves free, and in doing so, set so many others free as well. The expectations can be very weighing and very constricting. They can be very painful, but this pain we're really bringing to ourselves, we're triggering that pain in ourselves, and we can let that go. We can give ourselves freedom and growth and expansion. We can breathe, and with our breath, take back ownership of who we are. When we do this, the world will support us. The universe will support us. It doesn't always look like that in the beginning. But the truth is, the more and more you fully embody yourself while simultaneously integrating your shadows, all of the beliefs you hold in your subconscious mind that are in opposition of who you truly know that you are, you then become free. And the next one is, it is not your nature to live earthbound. It is not your nature to live earthbound. Look up, the sky awaits. So if you're feeling too weighed down, if you feel like you're just living in density, Take a step back, fly to higher heights, breathe in the air, and recognize that you're more than this body. Well, this body is important while you're here. You're not just the body. You're this intelligent, all-knowing, conscious being that's behind a lot of layers, who's witnessing these experiences, who is integrating the energies and the feelings, the sensations, the experiences themselves. But you're not the experience. You're not the feeling. You're not the sensation. You're not this physical body. It is a vehicle which you drive, but you are not the body. You are so much more. And the last contrary is, let no one bind your wings. And I hope that you don't anymore. We've all allowed other people to bind our wings from one point in time to another. We often unknowingly bound our own wings. We accepted limitations that were put on us by others. We accepted the interpretations that those limitations carried from others. And we chose to live smaller, dim our light, to not be too bright, not to bother others. We've done a lot to bind our own wings. And in the process of owning that we have, we get to cut those binds. We get to set ourselves free. Remember, we're leaders. We're here to show others how to do this for themselves. But the way we do that is simply doing that for ourselves. We're sharing our experience in how we find where we've bound ourselves and then undone that. In sharing our truth and our experience, others are allowed to do so for themselves. And in that way, we are leaders. It does not make one better than another. It simply is that we are going forward and saying, this is how I recognize I limited myself. This is how I'm not going to do that anymore. And just speaking our truth, we trigger, we activate, we free others. We give them permission to be themselves. When we don't allow ourselves, the whole universe is a mirror. This whole world we live in is a mirror constantly. People in our life, sometimes they show us stuff we don't like, and sometimes stuff we do. But the truth is, everything in your reality is a mirror. That's the only truth that I know now. And so I live by that. Not in a constricting way, not in a constantly making myself have to be hyper-focused on everything way. No, just there's moments where I can reflect, where I can see, wow, I didn't know that about myself. Wow, I didn't realize that was in my mind even. It's an unfolding. And the truth is, what we believe in our heart, all of the things that we may not even like that we believe, but all of those things in our heart that we know are true, maybe not consciously, that is what we experience in our external reality. The beliefs that we carry are reflected to us constantly. If we don't think very much of ourselves, then we might experience a lot of judgment. We might see that in a number of ways. We might find someone directly coming to us and actively judging us and maybe insulting us. And that might bring up a trigger because we feel bad or it upsets us. And it's because it's significant for us to know that that exists inside of our subconscious mind. Those beliefs that others say at us are actually ones we carry about ourselves, just not consciously. And as we are able to look at this mirror and be informed by so much, we start to see when we judge ourselves, when we hold ourselves to standards that are so unreasonable and so unhealthy and so unrealistic for who we truly are and what we even want, We actually do that to the rest of humanity and the people in our lives as well. We may say, no, but I wouldn't, you know, that's just for me. I'm hard on me, but I don't mean everyone has to be hard on themselves. Well, guess what? The universe is reflecting to you your beliefs. Everyone is in this amazing experience together and independent, yes, but also at the same time, we are one. So when you believe that you don't deserve a break, that you should be skipping meals, that you should be working to the point of exhaustion, when you don't let yourself receive with ease, with grace, just for being amazing, what message do you think that gives the universe to show to everyone else? So even if you don't believe that each person in this world should be driving themselves into the ground to do things and succeed, what message do you think you're telling the universe to reflect to you when you do that to yourself? I can tell you it doesn't make it easier for everyone. There's no part of that that actually translates into an easier life, into receiving, into support or love or fulfillment. Now, yes, we all are individually experiencing our own unique experiences, but when you look at the world as this whole big picture and we see different things that we don't like happening out there, where we go, wow, it sucks that people are treated badly, or people live in lack or poverty, or people are, you know, maybe they aren't as well off and they're struggling. In what way does you torturing yourself and believing that's what you need to do in order to accomplish something or to succeed, in what way does that serve your goal of making humanity better? If that's your goal, you don't have to have that goal. I don't think anyone needs to have any particular desire or focus. It's to each their own. But many people I know in our circles have this desire to make the world a better place, to bring wealth to those who are not wealthy, to bring health to those who are not healthy. And by that, I mean, allow them, hold space to heal themselves. That might be what we want, but what are we doing to get there? We're beating ourselves up. I know that's what I did for far too long. I didn't recognize how my own beliefs of how I had to work extremely hard to even get by, or had to know all of these incredible amounts of things to be worthy of being respected. I didn't recognize that in doing that, that I was actually mirroring outwards a lot of that experience for many others. I was making their lives harder energetically, in order to show myself that those beliefs were being held within my conscious. Now, I could see how unhealthy it would be when I'd watch it in another person, but I would tell myself, no, but it's, you know, when it's me, it's different. See, for me, I'm just doing it to me. I'm not actually doing that to somebody else. And I'm not saying this to make anybody feel bad. I'm not trying to make anyone feel like they have to go out and do anything differently, or you don't even have to think differently. I'm just offering you another way of seeing yourself, seeing your experience, and seeing how you treat yourself. Take what resonates, leave the rest, of course. It's not my place to tell you what is right and what is wrong, or what your real reality is. This is my reality. This is my experience. Perhaps yours is similar, but that's up to you to decide. So consider just taking a moment from time to time and look at what you believe and how you act and how you think at your lowest moments, when you are going through some hard times where perhaps you think you need to work harder or do more or know more. Look to see how maybe that could be reflected outwards and how that might be happening in your external reality. And start to watch and observe if you become more gentle with yourself and loving with yourself. Do you notice a difference in your external reality? Do you notice perhaps more people who are suddenly experiencing joy, fulfillment, support, love, unconditional love, acceptance. Just something to consider. I'll leave it there for now. And I hope you have fun with your synchronicity, the eagle. Love you lots. Bye.